SeniorLivingGuide.com podcast discusses topics which are relevant to the everyday lives of seniors and their caregivers. We are joined by experts who share their knowledge on a variety of issues. SeniorLivingGuide.com podcast offers solutions and resources to create the best quality of life as we age. And now, let's welcome your host, Darlene Mahoney.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of SeniorLivingGuide.com podcast. We want to thank our listeners who have been the key to our success as we enter our third season of Senior and Caregiver Resource Podcasts. Our podcast can be listened to and followed most anywhere you enjoy music or podcasts, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and even Alexa, and many more. And please don't keep our podcast all to yourself. Share with a senior or caregiver who you think will benefit from the support that we provide. I am your host, Darlene Mahoney, and I am excited to share the news that SeniorLivingGuide.com provides a one-stop shop to finding senior housing, including independent and active seniors, a new home while providing an excellent resource to assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, or even home health and caregiving services solutions, and one easy-to-navigate website. So visit SeniorLivingGuide.com today. And I would also like to thank our podcast sponsors, Parish Healthcare and Parish Medical Center. At Parish, they offer the Parish Senior Consultation Center and Parish Senior Solutions, where each patient's evaluation and follow-up care will be personalized to meet the needs of the individual and their families.
At Parish Healthcare, we believe in our community. We believe in keeping our community safe. We believe in the art of healing. We believe in healing patients, healing families, healing communities. We believe in the best and brightest working together for the common good. At Parish Healthcare, our team focuses on you as an individual because every life is a work of art to us. Parish Healthcare, where the art of healing comes to life. Visit parishhealthcare.com/healthaware for a free health risk assessment.
Thank you for joining us today. We are with Elizabeth, who is a licensed Zumba Gold instructor who believes that dance exercise is not only good for you physically, but can lift your spirits, form social connections, and even fend off dementia. I am so excited to have you here today, Elizabeth. This is going to be such a fun podcast. I have been looking forward to this as someone who used to Zumba and had such a great time doing it. I'm really interested to talk with you today. So welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you. I am thrilled to be here. I'm excited to have a chat with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I understand you teach Zumba Gold live classes over Zoom. How fun is that?
It's been an absolute pleasure for me to transition from doing live classes in the studio to now on Zoom as well. And there's a story behind why that actually happened. But it's absolutely the joy and the fun of my life to provide these classes to my senior people. They're all absolutely marvelous.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you do that a couple times a week?
Well, I've got a lot of followers, actually. I'm really, really lucky that what happened was when we went into unfortunate lockdown for the pandemic, I have been teaching Zumba for, oh my goodness, it's almost 17 years, which makes me feel like a little old lady. But I transitioned into trying to provide this for seniors, which is the Zumba Gold variation, a few years ago. And so when we went into lockdown and all of a sudden we can no longer dance together and go to the studio, I figured, how am I going to keep my wonderful seniors that I've been working with for several years? How am I going to keep them moving? Because as you know, the old adage, if you don't move it, you lose it. Well, it's really true about exercise. And so I found out about this thing called Zoom. And at the time, I'm not the most technically savvy person, but I figure, okay, well, I'll teach myself how to use this thing. So I taught myself, and then I had the challenge of teaching my seniors also how to use it. It was a huge success. We went online, and I had 12 people, and it was marvelous, and I could see them all dancing, and I could see their smiles and their joy. And from there on, I had people joining me from all over the country.
That is so exciting. How fun is that? And you could see where everybody was located?
Well, that's the nice thing. All of a sudden, instead of just having a local class, I've got people joining me from the UK. I've got people in Canada. I've got my mom joining me from England. I've got people from East Coast to West Coast. And those are not students I would have normally have been able to have that time with. We went from having 12 people to now, I mean, every class I have is regularly over 100 people every single time. And I do this 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's such a great story. So that's how many you started out with and you were pivoting for COVID. COVID changed so much in the way we do things, especially the way seniors live and senior housing, senior living, senior resources, all these different things. And a lot of those things have not changed. You know, people are still doing now in person with a lot of things they did, you know, which is good because then they get that social aspect of it. But to be able to offer that and still reach so many people and just adding on to that, that's such a great opportunity for them, especially if they're not able to get out of the house or they don't drive or they don't have the ability to make it to a different location.
That's the nice thing about having a studio on my own home. So I'm basically doing these classes from Zoom from my upstairs room that I've got a little dance floor and some mirrors so I can see myself. And I'm in the homes with seniors who don't necessarily get to go anywhere at the moment, and particularly during the pandemic. For mental health, it was great for me because I could socialize, but they also had time with each other on screen and we chat before class. So it really did make a big difference in a lot of people's lives during COVID. And I had no idea that they still would want to keep doing this, even though we can go back to the gym. And I am teaching a couple of live classes in a gym, but there's no way I want to give up what I'm doing because I've got so many people who say, keep doing it, Elizabeth, keep doing it. We love you, which is very flattering and really, really nice to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you grow this?
Well, I'm really lucky. Our local magazine for North Carolina for the power companies have a power cooperative magazine. And they reached out and did a little interview. And this went in the end with some photographs. And it was lovely. And I got people reaching out that I've no idea that everybody wanted to do this. From there, I was actually noticed by AARP, which I'm sure you understand is kind of a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
They noticed, and the North Carolina chapter of AARP said, well, we're going to promote your classes. And they did it for all of January and February. Well, what happened was the national organization picked it up. So I was so amazingly thrilled and honored. I got to reach people through AARP across the whole country. That's how a lot of people came to me. Not to mention, you know, word of mouth. When you have a loyal, fabulous student who just enjoys dancing, they're going to tell their friends.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for our listeners to learn how they too can be at home and connect with you for Zumba. But also we want to talk about the benefits of Zumba for health. And as we mentioned in the very beginning of the podcast, how it can help on the dementia side. There's so many benefits to it. That, and then also how they can connect with you themselves specifically, if it's something that fits their lifestyle and they're interested in.
Zumba are both of those things. So here's the thing. First of all, I don't know how anybody can be not happy when you're dancing along to an ABBA song like Dancing Queen, right? You've got to smile when Dancing Queen comes on. We do a lot of Latin. So we do a lot of the, I'm going to teach them to salsa. I'm going to teach them to merengue. We do a little hip hop in there. And we play the music that they know as well. We do a little disco. We do a little rock and roll. We do the oldies. Like I said, we enjoy every single kind of genre of music. And I don't know how you can be unhappy when you're listening to some of the stuff. The other thing is that it's going to be difficult on your body. Zumba Gold is a low impact version of what they're thinking of when they think of Zumba. So there is no jumping up and down. We're not doing jumping jacks and coming off the ground. We're protecting joints. We're protecting ankles, knees, hips. And honestly, I'm in my 50s. I don't need to be jumping up and down like a nutter.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you. You don't have to be jumping up and down like a what?
A nutter. It's an English thing.
I love it.
A nutty person.
A nutty person. Yes.
You can do this dance and this form of exercise and protect your body. It is very much a low impact version of what people think of when they think of Zumba.
Yes, I have to tell you something. I grew up with ABBA in my household. It's awesome. So yeah, absolutely. To get out there and dance to ABBA, I can absolutely see it. Who wouldn't want to dance to ABBA? I love that music.
I challenge anybody not to have a good time when they're listening to my music. I tell my people, hey, if there's a song that you hear and you think, oh my goodness, that would be good in Zumba class, they tell me. And then I'll choreograph it. I've had so many suggestions of songs I wouldn't have even thought of, and they've turned into class favorites. What I also do is we celebrate people's birthdays. We put up banners and balloons on screen, and I do the birthday songs, and I'll dedicate that particular class to that person's birthday. In the 3 years we've celebrated birthdays, anniversaries, it's been a real social interaction with all of my people.
What's the oldest birthday you've celebrated in a Zumba class?
My oldest person dancing with me now has just turned 87.
Wow.
And she's very active. People don't really realize you can sit in a chair and do this class. So they don't have to be standing. My mom, who is less physically able than some of my other clients, sits in a chair and she does the arms and she does the legs, and you sit, but she's supported, she's sitting down. You can take this class to any level. I have some people in their 50s who do want to take it up a bit. That's the nice thing. It's a mixed level class. So you can take this at your own pace. When I teach a song, what we'll do is we'll learn the basic move, and I tell them, they can do that basic move all the way through the song. They don't need to add on all the, we call it the flavor. That's the fancy bells and whistles where we're shaking hips and things. They can keep it at the basic level and just learn to add on. But that doesn't mean I don't get some ladies who just want to shake their groove thing the whole class. That happens all the time.
You know, whatever works, right?
Absolutely.
As long as you're moving.
I always say, I don't care what you're doing in class. If you're moving your feet, you're getting a little sweaty, getting your heart rate up, you're having fun, and if you've got a smile on your face at the end of class, that's my job done.
Well, I am so completely uncoordinated, and I would take Zumba classes and I would be going the opposite of where everybody else was going, and people would be stepping on my toes and I'd be stepping on theirs. So virtual Zumba is probably very safe for me and for anybody else that would potentially be doing it. So
I see some of my students' kitchen, bathroom, lounge. They're literally dancing wherever they can put their computer, because this is a live experience. I'm not doing a recording. They're not just sticking a video in. They're actually interacting with me, and I'm dancing with them at the same time. That's part of the joy of it, and I get to hang out with them, which is really nice.
Yeah, any of these folks that have grandkids, they can do that because they can hook that up. You can make it work.
You can do this anywhere. That's the cool thing. It's been a really successful program for me.
That is so much fun. I absolutely love that. Well, you know what? I do want to talk to you more about the dementia side. So let's take a quick break from our podcast sponsors, and we'll come back and we're going to talk more Zumba.
Great.
Hey, Mom, how's retirement home search coming?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just so stressed out. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, why are you so stressed? What's the matter?
I don't know where to find anything. I just need everything in like one place and know what all the options are.
Does the idea of searching for senior housing seem overwhelming and you just aren't sure where to even begin? SeniorLivingGuide.com has great news for you. We offer a one-stop solution to take the stress out of your senior housing search. At SeniorLivingGuide.com, both our statewide Florida edition book and website are created to make your senior housing search very easy for you to navigate. We provide details on communities, including retirement, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and home health, allowing you to decide which best fits your needs and then connecting you directly with those communities. Visit us online at seniorlivingguide.com.
At Parish Healthcare, we believe every life is poetry in motion, motivated by strength and determination. As your bone, muscle, and joint healthcare partners, we believe in blending the art of healing with the science of medicine to keep your body in motion. We believe in healing patients, healing families, and healing communities. For a free orthopedic health assessment, visit parishhealthcare.com/orthoaware. Parish Healthcare, where the art of healing comes to life.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us after the break. And we also want to thank our podcast sponsors, Parish Healthcare and Parish Medical Center. And we're back with Elizabeth to talk more Zumba. And we're going to focus in a little bit more on the benefits of Zumba and dementia. So give us a little bit more detail on exactly how that works.
So exercise in general, we consider one of the six pillars of brain health. These include managing our stress, getting enough sleep, making sure we have a decent diet, engaging our brain, and socialization. These are all pillars to making sure our brain is healthy. And that way, we are fending off dementia. I'm very much into dancing for joy. For me, all dancing, all Zumba brings me so much joy. Dancing releases these amazing hormones, the serotonin and the endorphins. These we call the go happy, beautiful hormones that make sure we have joy in our life.
Anytime you reduce stress, you are definitely a happier person. I will tell you, when I run, I feel the stress relief off your body.
It really does make a difference. I actually have a letter from one of them this week telling me she considers me her healthcare provider because we've been keeping each other sane. We've been keeping each other fit for the last 3 years. Part of that is literally that joy of just getting together and dancing. So anytime you also do cardio exercise, what you're doing is you are pumping that oxygenated blood back into the brain. Now, I am not a medical professional, but there isn't just anecdotal evidence about this. There's a study done at Harvard University about 2015 that was showing the absolute medical advantage of dance over other cardio exercise, over bicycling, over walking, over swimming. It's so much more amazing for your brain than doing something repetitive, because what you're doing is you're learning choreography. Anytime you learn choreography, you are challenging your brain to do something new. You are making connections in your brain, moving those neural pathways, doing things differently than you would normally. There was a study in Brazil. There's been a study in Japan. The one in Japan, they actually did brain imaging scans and they did a 12-week Zumba program. And when they did the scan at the end of the program, they could actually see improvement in brain regions that are associated with memory, with attention, with neural efficiency. So it really is. Honestly, I can't tell you how excited I get about this stuff. I'm in my 50s. I understand that later on in life, we need to make sure that these things are working. You also, in a Zumba class, what we do is we challenge balance. Every class, we do something where I'm going to make them stand on one leg, or I'm going to make them take the limb over the midline of the body. This, again, is connectivity in the brain. We're using that brain. And if you can do a balanced exercise, as we know, anytime you have a fall, when you're getting older, it gets a little scary. If you have a fall and break a hip, the odds are of a fatality are like 50% higher than they would be if you haven't had a fall. So part of that balance and catching ourselves, if you go to trip and you catch yourself because you've been doing exercise, it will help you fend off that broken hip. Nobody wants to be bedridden for a while.
Learning balance, in all honesty, just that in itself is huge. Without even all of the other factors, just keeping that balance going and the practice of balance in Zumba. As people age, even if there's no cognitive issues that are going on, we do know that once a senior falls, they may not get that quality of life ever back that they had 5 seconds before that fall. I mean, their life they may not be able to Zumba again.
That's right.
Exactly. Life-changing.
As we age, we know it gets more difficult. We know it's physically more difficult. I have things that I wish weren't getting tired, back knee, bad knees and then back. But again, if you don't use it, you do lose it. And for me, I can't tell you the joy I have. Some of the faces of the people that dance with me, the cards and letters I get from them telling me how physically better they feel. People have lost weight for daughters' weddings, or they're enjoying a new lease on life.
You know, when you start doing these types of exercise, the cardio is helpful. It has to help with people that have issues with high blood pressure. Just general health things that people take daily medications for that they might consider normal. It might start decreasing some of those issues if you're doing the Zumba.
Absolutely. Anytime you're doing any kind of form of cardio exercise, you are having a general improvement in health. There's no doubt about that. This form of exercise for all shapes and sizes. They are only able to do this sitting in a chair and then possibly build up a little bit more. They're getting more cardio. They're getting stronger. But you're right. Fending off things like diabetes, high cholesterol, bad blood pressure, all an improvement in health. Anytime you do Zumba Gold, the low impact version of we're doing, yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing with the Zumba Gold, I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but people that are heavier, even seniors that are heavier, that might be a better start. Because I know potentially when you're a larger person and you have a lot more weight to lose, going in full-fledged, you might tend to find it overwhelming and you may not stick with it longer than when you're doing a lower impact.
Absolutely. So you need to stick to any kind of exercise regime to actually find any kind of benefit. The cool thing about this is it's so much fun that it hasn't been a problem for people to stick at it. As you said, those heavier people, if they want to lose a little weight, I don't do this program to lose weight. That can be an added benefit, don't get me wrong. But yeah, if you lose a couple of pounds during Zumba, that's fantastic. The nice thing about the low impact version is you actually burn more calories than you are. If you're jumping up and down, you can actually work what we call anaerobically, which is when you stop actually burning calories, you'll work your heart muscle, but you're not necessarily going to burn calories. So a Zumba class is what we call an interval training. So we take the heart rate up and we do a slower song. We bring it down. We take the heart rate up. And all that time, you're actually burning more calories than you will be doing just an hour-long running session or something. It's actually better for you. If calorie burn is your goal, you're actually going to get more out of a Zumba Gold class than you would a high-impact one.
That's interesting. So speaking of time, how long are your Zumba classes typically?
They're supposed to be 50 to 55 minutes. Everybody's having so much fun. Sometimes we get into close to the hour, but we try to get a 55-minute class in. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to do the whole class. If you have an appointment, we start the class at 11 and you need to be somewhere at 11:45, you can come in, do a half an hour and sign off.
How many times do you recommend that people, can you do it like 3 times a week, 2 times a week, 5 times a week?
I recommend as many classes as you can get in if you want to smile and have a good time. Right now, it's 3 times a week. I'm doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. I honestly have been doing it 4 times a week on Zoom for the last 3 years. We have cut that down to 3 only because people are now able to do other things on a Sunday. People are now being able to hang out with their families, go to church, etc. So I'm doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Now I have people that are loyal that will do every single class I ever do. And then some people might only do once a week. Honestly, anything's better than nothing, but I'm always going to say join me as often as you can. Here's what I do. When I'm on vacation, the nice thing about teaching this class is I teach, I'm very lucky, I get to teach in the Caribbean 2 or 3 times a year, where I take the computer with me and I'll still teach a class for those people at home, my regulars, say from a beach in Mexico. That's the cool thing. So I'm still doing it. And so they're able to still get their exercise in, even though I'm actually working somewhere else. Honestly, they're involved in my life. They get to see where we are and what we're doing, which is really nice. Again, part of that socialization. I've made some really, really nice friends doing this class with my seniors. I really have.
That's amazing. Well, I'm excited to share with our listeners how they can connect directly with you and join your Zoom classes. because anywhere you're located listening to this podcast, you have the ability to join. So tell us, Elizabeth, exactly how they can connect with you directly. The links are going to be in all of the information, no matter what app you're listening to. So there will be a hot link over to Elizabeth's page directly as well. So even if you miss this information, if you don't have to rewind and listen to it again or what have you, just click over to the link that's in the information on whatever application you're listening to.
I would love, absolutely love it if your listeners want to join me. And it's the easiest thing in the world to do. All they need to do is send me an email. And all I need to do in the email, in the body of the email, is just say, I want to try Zumba at home. That's all they need to tell me. And what happens is I then add them to my email list and everybody gets the links every Sunday for the following week. So my email would be Zumba, Z-U-M-B-A. And yes, I'm English. So should I say Z-U-M-B-A at careconnect.com? USA.org.
I love your accent, but just in case someone didn't catch it, Zumba at care, C-A-R-E, connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, USA.org.
Anybody that's listening to the podcast is maybe an activities director or somebody that works with an active older adult community. And they maybe want to put it up on their screen in the community room. Same email address. All they need to tell me is that they would like to host Zumba. And if they just send me an email saying they want to host Zumba, I would love to have those people join me as well. I just want anybody to join me.
Communities, that would be a great fit for communities to be able to let all of their residents join in on that as well. That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Elizabeth. It has been so much fun talking with you. And again, the link to Elizabeth's website as well is going to be in the information on the podcast. So please feel free to visit her website and get to know Elizabeth a little bit more. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate hanging out with you today.
Absolutely. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please visit us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, Amazon, even Alexa. Thank you.